Ma Hashem v'yafutzo yivecho v'yenusim m'sanecha m'pinecho u'v'nucha yoyim ha'shuva Hashem livo yisal fe Yisrael. And as you know, that in this parasha, these two psukim, there is an upside down nun that precedes it, and that's the end of it. Before the Hebrew sign, alright, in the Torah is upside down nun. And afterwards, upside down nun. And therefore, by Hebrew say ha'orai is designated as a separate chumash. And therefore it's a separate chumash. So obviously from the beginning of Amidbar till Vayibin Soya is a chumash. Vayibin Soya in itself is a chumash. And from Vayibin Soya till the end of Amidbar is a third chumash. So according to Chazal, chumash b'Amidbar is three chumashim. And if chumash b'Amidbar is three chumashim, so we have seven chumashim. Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, b'Amidbar, 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 and Dvarim, which is seven, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Chochmos bonso beiso, Chochmos built their house, Chotzva amudeho shivu, and she dug seven amudim, which is sheva chumshei Torah, according to Chazal. Now this is something important for us, because we know that there's a concept of a chumash. We know Chumash Bereishis has a very special message. We know Shemois has a special message. Vayikra has a special message. Now, Bamidbar is three chumashim. Now, each one of these chumashim obviously has a very special message. And I think it would be a good idea for any one of us on the way home to think for a moment. These two famous psukim that we say every Monday and Thursday, every Shabbos, Vayhi bin Soya ha'orein v'yom ha'moshe. Kuma Hashem v'yafutza oivecho v'yanusim m'sanech mipanecho. U'v'nucha yoymar shuvu Hashem rivo salfa Yisrael. This is a chumash. And obviously there's a very special message here. And this is not my discussion today. This is homework. This is not my discussion. What I would like to discuss is a brief message, a brief word about the first two chumashim, and put emphasis into the third chumash. Now, the first chumash of Bamidbar, the first chumash of Bamidbar, describes the machne of the Jewish people when they went out of Mitzrayim. And the Torah describes at length how the Jewish people were set up surrounding the Oren. Hashem's Oren, the Shekhinah, was in the center. And there were four camps of Yehuda, Machne Yehuda, and Reuven, and Menashe. There were four camps. I don't remember, I'm a little nervous now, so I don't remember exactly the names. Four camps around the Beis Hamikdash, around the Shekhinah. And inside there was Machne Leviyah, which was Gershon, Kohos, and Merovi, and Meshur Rabbeinu. And a whole Chumash describing to us how the Jewish people are set up in their creation around the Machne Shechina. The second Chumash discusses how Vayhi ben Tzoya Ha'oran, a whole Chumash of two psukim. Let us this afternoon discuss the third Chumash. The third Chumash discusses the sins of the Jewish people in the Midbar, and this is very important for us. Because the Jewish people in the Midbar is the foundation of the Jewish people. Now let us start off with the first story. The first story is a mystery. The Jewish people were complaining. And the Torah says, "Vayishma Hashem v'yichar apoy v'tiver eish Hashem v'safsav asher b'kir boy the erev rav his avu taiva." They started looking for type. They were yearning for mundane, for gashmias. Vayeshuvu vayidku gam b'nei Yisrael. And the Jewish people were saying, Mi achileinu basar. We want meat. Zacharnu es hadoga shenoichal v'mitzrayim chinam, es hakishuyim, ves havatichim, ves hachotzim, ves habesolim, ves hashumim. We don't know the translation of all these things, even though modern Hebrew tells us some of the things, but we don't know if it's true. But one of the things we know is that betzalim means onions, and shumi means garlic. We want kishuyim avatichim, we want onions and garlic. Va'ato nafshenu yevesho ein koil. We don't have what to eat. Did you ever come home from the yeshiva? Nishduva sa'esni. Open the refrigerator. You can't put a pin in there. Nishduva sa'esni. But listen to this complaint. Bilti el hamon le'einenu. All there is mon. What is mon? The Torah tells us what mon is. The mon, kizera gad, bu'enike ena bedolach, I don't have to read the psukim, you all know the psukim. The mon had in itself every taste in creation. Whatever you wanted to taste, you tasted in the mon. The color of the mon was diamond. Why diamond? Because a diamond, when the sun shines on the diamond, it has every color of the rainbow. The man had every beauty and every taste. And sometimes you have a good yidina that doesn't want to buy from Mir Mata Kugel, as delicious as it is. She wants to make it by herself. She wants to enjoy that she made a kugel for Shabbos. Shotu ha'om v'loktu v'tochnu berechayim oidochu b'medoicho u'bishnu b'porur v'osu oisa'ugois. Rashi says, they didn't bake, they didn't cook, but they tasted it, it was delicious as if they baked it. They had a satisfaction that this delicacy, this I made. When the mommy came to the table with a plate of mon, and at every taste and every beauty, she felt this is her kugel that she sweated on. And the Jewish people did not want mon. What do they want? We want onions and garlic and meat, basar. Now, the whole concept of meat is a mystery. Because Rashi asks, they had millions of head of cattle. They had millions of head of cattle. These people were very, very rich. They came out of Mitzrayim with soinu boker. They had as much meat as they wanted. Even more complicated is that in Besharach says Mefurish that the man came in the morning and at night they had meat. But they had slov, they had meat, they had everything they needed. No, we want meat. We want onions and garlic. This is mamash a mystery. How did Moshe react? Listen to a pasuk. Vayoyimem Moshe Hashem. Lo mahare oislav decho. Lo mo lemetzasi chen beinecho. Lo sumis masa ha maze alai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, all right, I'm resigning. Listen what's going on here. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and saw Egel. He didn't resign. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't resign. He saw an egel, he made seder, he took the egel, and vayitchlas hadok, and he was mashke b'nei Yisrael, botkum kesoitos, mil Hashem elai, he made seder. Here he fell back. Ribbono shel Olam, what did I do? Lama lo mitzasechein b'einecho, that I can't take it. Ha'noichi risa sa'om hazeh, ha'noichi l'tiyu, kisem al sa'ek ha'chekecho, kasha yisoyim el sayonik, ma'ay li bosot tet lo'om hazeh, I don't have meat. Everything you have. You created the Yamsuf, you opened up the heavens, you brought down the man, you brought a bear from Miriam. Where do I have meat from? I don't have meat. Kiyivku. Lo yucha levad delos eskol ha-mazek. Kovid men, this is too much for me. I can't take it, it's too much for me. You know what Hashem says? All right, I'll accept the resignation. Listen to the pasuk. V'yem Hashem ha-mashem. Ask for the Shiva Mishnah. Kodesh Boko didn't give him Chizik. Kodesh Boko should have given him Chizik. Moshe, come on! Pep up! Go weiter! Continue! Yerushal Moshe. Alright. Ask for the Shiva Mishnah Zikni Yisrael. Asher Yedata Kein Zikni Ha'om V'Shoitrov. Gather seven men from the elders of the Jewish people that you know that they're the elders and they are the ones, Shoitrans, we know that they were Moshe Nefesh of the Jewish people. And I will I will take off from the ruach, from your kedusha on them. V'nosu itcha b'masa ha'om, and they will carry the people with you. V'lotiso ata levadoch, and you won't be by yourself anymore. All of this, I think, is just one big mystery. What's happening here? All of a sudden, the Jewish people want meat, they want onions, they want garlic. The man isn't good for them. The man isn't good for them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if that's the case, I don't have meat to give them, please. I resign. Hashem says, all right, have no prayer, accept your resignation. You'll have a shiv miskanim. From that day on, there was a concept of Sanhedrin. And then, what happened was, as we know, the Jewish people were punished. And from this day on, let us read the third Chumash. Most parashas describe the chatayim of the Jewish people. This was the beginning. The beginning of the Chumash, of the sins of the Jewish people. If the Baal Oischa, I don't know if it has Shaychus, we have a parasha of Miriam, then start Shlach. I don't have to describe to you what Shlach is. The Meraglim, after Shlach comes Korach. We all know what Korach was. After Korach comes Chukas. And in Chukas, again, we find the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And after Chukas comes Bolok. And we know the end of Pashas Bolok. Until finally Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen saved the Jewish people. The Jewish people obviously took a new line, which almost brought them to absolute destruction. Bolok, Pinchas, and then this Parshas Matas Masei, which is something else. Now let me try to explain what's happening over here. What's happening over here really is that the Jewish people actually rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what's happening. The Jewish people rejected Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said it in so many words. He says, if they don't want me, then there's no way that I can continue. They rejected the Jewish people. They rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. Now let me explain what's happening. In the first Chumash, the Torah describes the Jewish people. The Torah describes how the Jewish people were a machne sevev the Shechina, which means the Shechina was the neshama of the Jewish people. And there was a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very interesting that there's no halacha in the first Chumash of Bamidbar, but there's a little story like this. Am Yisrael, Hashem told the Jewish people to make a Korban Pesach. Remember? And then it came a story with Pesach Sheni. Vahi ha-noshim ashayhu t'meil ha-nefesh odom lo yach lachas ha-pesach. There were people that were unclean. They could not make a Pesach. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, anachnu t'meil ha-nefesh odom lo mani gor levulti hakev korban Hashem mo'yadoi. Why should we be omitted from the korban? What did Moshe answer? Alias Hashem. What did Hashem say? Pesach Sheni. Now, in our generation, we know that there are Talmidei Chachamim. There are great Jewish people today. The Gemara calls Jewish sages Moshe. There's an expression in the Gemara, Moshe Shabbat Karmas. You're right, Moshe, you're right. His name wasn't Moshe, his name was Yitzchok. But a great Jewish sage is called Moshe. Imagine you have a big Talmud Chachem, a great rabbi, who lives in Borough Park, or in Mansi, or in Yerushalayim, or wherever he lives. And someone comes and says, Rebbe, I had a problem. Yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, and before Tekiyas Shofar, my little boy fell in a terrible cut. I had to rush him to the hospital. I took him to the hospital, and I didn't hear Shofar. I didn't hear Shofar. Why should I? I mean, it wasn't my fault. It was Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh, should I? Yes, the Rebbe says, run to the hospital. I ran to the hospital, no Shofar. Lo mani gora. Why should I be omitted from Mrs. Kiel Schaefer? So the Rebbe says, wait a second, I'll talk to Hashem. And Hashem says, well, if you didn't hear Schaefer, so you can hear Schaefer on some Gedalia. There's no such thing. I think we all know no such thing. The Rebbe says, you'll hear Schaefer next year. He says, Rebbe, I want to hear Schaefer.
So he says, Rebbe said, you know, the mitzvah that you say for the Jewish child is bigger than the shofar. I don't know what he'll tell him. The Jewish people kept saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you know, we were told we didn't have a bakor in Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, all right, I'll talk to Hashem. Hashem says, yeah, all right. Didn't have korban Pesach, next month they should make a korban Pesach. Isn't that exciting? This is a little story. Now, after all this introduction, let me come down to the point that I'm trying to introduce at this moment. The Jewish people ask for meat. That's what they asked for. They asked for meat. What is the opposite of meat? The opposite of meat is milk. In Judaism, there is milk and meat. Basar v'cholov. Really, milk and meat have something very much in common. The Gemara says, really, meat is red on the basis of blood. The Gemara says, dam ne'echar v'naseh cholov. Actually, the milk is the blood that becomes purified and becomes milk. There's a difference between milk and meat. The difference between milk and meat is as follows. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us, a tinoik, a child, when he nurses from the mother, he tastes every taste. The mother eats all kinds of food. This little child, he can't eat a piece of bread. He can't eat a piece of all the delicacies that you have in this world, apples, pears, bananas, all the delicacies you have in this world, a little baby can't digest it. The Gemara says a baby tastes every taste in the world. Every taste in the world. Why? Because he nurses from the mother. When you nurse from the mother, then you get every taste, every beauty in the world. When there's a situation of meat, meat is something else completely. Meat is, you take the animal, you're not nursing from the animal, you take from the foot, from the body of the animal, you have a piece of meat. If you don't know what I'm talking about, let me continue and you'll understand very well. When Moshe Rabbeinu was living, or when Moshe Rabbeinu was governing the Jewish people, he actually, and there's a chazal that say these words, Shnei Shodayach Kishnei Eforim, your two nursemaids are, who are the two nursemaids? Moshe and Aaron. When Moshe Rabbeinu was living, the Jewish people actually nursed straight from Hashem. Now we have to realize what this means. A little boy gets up in the morning, a Jew gets up in the morning, he has to eat. He has to eat. He has to eat. Open the refrigerator and find what to eat. Not in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jewish people came to Moshe. Moshe, we need food. Moshe Rabbeinu said, food? Food comes from Hashem. And he brought down man. You know what man is? Man is food. This is Hashem's food. You know what color man is? You know what color man is? What color is apples? What color is bananas? What color is man? Apples, you get from the grocery man. The grocery man either smiles or frowns. He has one color, and he gives you one color. Man is Hashem. Every color, like a diamond, every color. What's the taste of man? When Hashem gives food, what does it taste like? Every beauty, every taste. That's what man was. Man was, you live directly from Hashem. This is a type of life. Now, you go to a Rav, and you say, Rabbi, I have a Shaila. What does the Rabbi say? What does the Rabbi say? He says, wait a second. He opens up. He goes out. The Rabbi's not supposed to, he's supposed to, but not, doesn't have to know everything. He takes out his Sefer. He looks up the Shulchan Aruch. The time Moshe Rabbeinu didn't work like that. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a Shaila. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Wait a second. I'll ask Hashem. Arayat Hashem, this is a different type of life. Today you come to the rabbi, and you say, Rebbe, yes, I didn't hear Shofar. So the rabbi says, too bad. You know what too bad is? Because for the rabbi it's too bad. Will Hashem ever say too bad? The Jewish people came to Moshe and says, Moshe, we didn't make a carbon Pesach. You know what Moshe says? Wait a second, Arayat Hashem. You know what Hashem says? Next month, make a carbon Pesach. Isn't that beautiful? Well, if you live on Hashem's table, that's what happens. And the Torah describes how the Jewish people were set up. Here's the Hashem, here's the Neshama, and here's Gershon, and here's Kohos, and here's Merari, you hear? And here's Yehuda, and here's Reuven, and here's Naphtali, and here's Menashe, and this is one big family with Hashem in the midst. This is the type of life that the Torah designated for the Jewish people. To live with Hashem and kaviyochol to nurse milk. Kaviyochol. The Jewish people said, and starts the third Chumash, there's a new, starts a new Chumash. Jewish people said, Rebbe, you know, this is all very beautiful. Hashem is very beautiful. Torah is very beautiful. But this is just plain too much for us. This is too feel. I don't like this life. You know what we want? We want meat. We don't want milk. We want meat. We want a stick flesh. We want a piece of onion and a piece of... What's so delicious about onion? There's nothing so delicious about onion. We don't want mum. We don't want to eat on Hashem's table. Imagine, Rabbi Say, we have a wonderful crowd here of all Haredim people. Could you imagine if you would be invited, let's say, who should I say, ich weiß, the Chassam Sofer, to be a guest in the Chassam Sofer's house. Wouldn't you love to eat a lunch in the Chassam Sofer's house? Right? Imagine you eat lunch in the Chassam Sofer's house. Chassam Sofer invites you for supper. He says, don't go away, stay around. Then it's a sleepover. You know, you live by me. You know what? Let me go home. I'll come eat lunch by you. I'll eat supper by you. But to live in the Chassam Sofer's presence, would you like to live in the Chassam Sofer's presence day and night? Let me go home, let me relax. I don't want to watch television, but let me relax. You know, you come home, you take off your stockings, you lay down in bed. Let me relax. You eat, Mom. I want to eat a pizza. It's not because the pizza is more delicious than the mom. That's not the point. Mom, what is this? This is bread of angels. Oh. I don't want to be an angel. I don't want to be an angel. You know who your Rebbe is? Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Moshe Rabbeinu? He has a shaila, he asks Hashem. You and Hashem, direct connection. Woo! That's too much for me. Leave me out of it. 9 o'clock, I come into the kollel, I sit and learn. I come home at night, the Bazil Talbot said, make a seder with your wife. That's enough for me. Live with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is our rabbi. Hashem says, woo! Let us live. That's what the Jewish people said. Enough, we don't want this. His avu taiva. We want taiva. We want the little mundane life. We want a piece of onion, a piece of garlic, a piece of meat to nurse straight to Moshe Va'aron. We don't want this. We don't want this type of life. It's too much for us. You know what the Jewish people complained about? It's interesting. Rashi says, they complained, they said, you know, the man was nivra by the Evorim. It absorbed in the Evorim. And they didn't have to, for 40 years, they didn't go to the bathroom. For 40 years, Jewish people didn't go to the bathroom. And you know what they complained? This is after 40 years. They said, this is too much. They said, did you ever see a human being that intakes and doesn't give out? Rashi says, so if the end will be that our stomach is going to plots, our stomach will plots. We burn a shalom. Could you imagine 40 years not going to the bathroom? You still think the stomach is going to plots? You talking think 40 years it's gathered in your stomach? Hashem should help us. You know, 3 days. Hashem is baruch should help all of us. A child sometimes 3 days. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we ran to the specialist. He didn't move his bowels for 2-3 days. 40 years, they didn't move their bowels. And they said, you know, the end is our stomach's going to plot. What does that mean? And they were so excited about going to the bathroom. What do they want? But they said very right. They said, you know, we're angels. We're angels. You know what happens to an angel? There was once a Malach Gavriel. He said, you know, I'm turning over this dome. You know what happened to Gavriel? He was thrown out of the paragut for how many years? For how many was thrown out? When you're in Hashem's presence, you got to watch every word. So they said, you know, we're eating man. We're nursing straight from Hashem. We are eating man. We're like angels. All I'll do is say one wrong word, one drop of lashon hara, and then Hashem says, if you're not an angel, if you're human, then our stones will just plot. We don't want to be angels, we want to be human beings. And Eldad the Medad knew this secret. The Torah tells us, Vayehi, there were two, let me just explain, whoever doesn't remember. Hashem said to take Shivim Zkenim, to take 70 elders. Now 70, we know that if you have 12 times 6 is 72, 12 Shvatim, they pick 6 Tzaddikim from every Shevet. There were 72. Who do you take out? So they made lots. They put in 72 pieces of paper into a utensil. On a 70, they wrote Nosi. On a 2, it was empty. And all that this came in, each one picked out, decide, will you be a Navi? Are you on the Sanhedrin? There were two modest people, Eldad Umedad. And they didn't even walk in. So Chazal say they were modest. They say, we don't want. We're for sure taken out. We're not ready to be Zakenim. That's the historical fact, and that's the pshat what Chazal tell us. There's something very deep. Then they were outside, and really they were supposed to be Zakenim. Obviously, modest people, they get the best. And they started saying Ruach HaKodesh. You know what they said? They said, Moshe Mes, V'Yoshua Manchil Es Yisrael. They said, prophecy for the first time, Moshe is dying. Moshe is going to die. Elazar, the son of Moshe, came running, and he said, Elder the Maid are saying prophecy. And Rashi says, you know what they're saying? And Yoshua says, Adoni Moshe Kloy, and wipe them out. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hamakana Atali. Now, in the light of how we described it, let me tell you what happened. What happened was, Elder the Maid says, we're not going to participate in this whole situation. What's happening is, the Jewish people rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. We rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't want man. We want meat. We don't want to live with Hashem. We want a mundane life. We want to learn Torah. Absolutely. And Hashem says, if you reject Moshe Rabbeinu, if you reject me, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, what can I do? I'm resigning if they don't want me. I'm not going to force it into them. And Hashem said, take 70 Zakenim, and they will govern the Jewish people according to Torah, but never will they say, Imdu ve'eshmo ma'yitzav Hashem. Never will they say, I'm going to ask Hashem. Never will they be able to bring in the word of Torah. This greatness, this closest to Hashem will never be. A new generation for Jewish people. Rabbanim, tzaddikim, beautiful, but not Moshe Rabbeinu. Eldad the Maida says, I'm not going in. I don't want to participate in this. I want Moshe Rabbeinu. And they stood out and they started saying prophecy. And said, the Jewish people, you know what you did? Moshe Mes, the Yeshua Manchel Es Yisrael. You know what you did? You killed Moshe Rabbeinu. You rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. You asked for a piece of meat. You don't want the meat. You have man is more delicious than meat. You just don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't want to live like angels. You want to live with a piece of meat and a piece of garlic and a piece of onion. You don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. And Eldad the Medad said the truth. Moshe Mes. And then the son of Moshe comes running. You know what Eldad the Medad said? And Yeshua says, wipe them out. So Moshe says, Hamakan Atali. Now you're realizing it? We were yesterday. Meeting Kol Hashem Am Neshem Nevi'im. Let them be the Nevi'im. You rejected me. It's too late. And this is a beautiful piece of history that Chazal is telling us, the beginning of Am Yisrael's Chatoim. And everything continued all on this line. The Jewish people wanted Torah, wanted Yiddishkeit, everything. but just not too close, just not too much. Los mechleb. I remember I was once talking to Shidduch for a girl. Her father was a Pashtayid, and she was a very special girl, Bas Yankiv. I was spoke up with a bocher, goa choshev a bocher. Mama, she was a special girl, a very, very choshev a bocher. Her father didn't want. Her father says, ich will nicht oi oi oi, ich will nicht ai ai ai. You know, it's just too much for me. It's just too much for me. You know, leave me alone. I don't want my daughter to marry a Sefer Torah. It's just too much for me. I want her to marry a nice, good, religious boy. But you know, everything was his proportion. Everything was proportion. The Jewish people said, look, enough. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you leave us alone. You talk to Hashem. We want Shivim's Canaan. We want to eat a piece of onion. It should be kosher. Be kosher, chas v'shalom. Trade chas v'shalom. A kosher piece of onion, a kosher piece of garlic, a kosher piece of meat. We don't want milk. We don't want to be, we want to be yoinik from Hashem, to nurse straight from Hashem, to live in the machne of Hashem. The first Chumash Bamid describes how the Jewish people, how Hashem was their neshama. You know what neshama means? Hashem was their life. This is just plain too much for us. And this starts.